The trial chamber finds unanimously in respect of Calix Kalamanzira as follows. Count 1, guilty of genocide. Count 2, dismissed. Count 3, guilty of direct and public incitement to commit genocide.
Judge Dennis Byron, head of a 3-judge panel, announced the decision of the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. The UN-sponsored court, based in Arusha, Tanzania, convicted Calix Kalimanzira, 58, on charges of genocide and direct and public incitement to commit genocide. Kalimanzira had been close to both Rwanda's president and prime minister at the time of the 1994 genocide. According to the court, Kalimanzira did not kill anyone directly, but rather directed thousands of ethnic Tutsis to a hill near Butare, Rwanda's second city in the south of the country, offering food and safety. He then supervised an attack by militias on the location and ordered police and military reinforcements, according to the 2005 indictment. The judges also said Kalimanzira abused the influence and trust of his role as a high-ranking official.
The influence he derived from this and his important status within the Ministry of the Interior made it likely that others would follow his example, which is an aggravating factor. Most significantly, by encouraging Tutsi refugees to gather at Kibuye Hill, where he knew they would be killed in thousands, he abused the public's trust that he, like other officials, would protect them.
He was also found guilty of publicly inciting genocide on multiple occasions in April and May 1994. However, the judges denied the prosecution's request for a life sentence, the maximum allowed under the tribunal. Kalimanzira was arrested in 2005 after an indictment by the court. His time served will be credited towards his sentence. His trial began in May of 2008. Over 800,000 people, most of them Tutsis, were killed over a 100-day period in 1994. The International Tribunal, established in November 1994 by the UN Security Council to try those most responsible for orchestrating the genocide, is scheduled to finish at the end of the year, but the court has asked for additional time. So far, the court has produced 38 decisions, including 6 acquittals. Derek Kilner for VOA News, Nairobi.